can show you this.
Eric Rolnick leads me to a room filled with tools for making and fixing steel drums.
This is the kind of hammers I use to sink the drums, right? So these hook up to an air compressor. I just have to boom, 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 you know, hit it all the way down.
Rolnick's been playing the instrument since he heard a steel band play at a festival in the 80s. But a steel drum that sounds just right can be hard to find in the U.S. So he found a book on how to build them, how to take 55-gallon barrels and turn them into instruments.
I was building these drums and they weren't sounding like I wanted them to sound. So my wife, Janet, said, well, we should go to Trinidad where they came from. They originated there and check them out.
Now he has a full steel drum workshop in his music store in Conway. Shelves filled with boxes of musical instruments wrap around the high-ceilinged shop, and posters of Trinidad and Tobago cover the walls.
Here's a Trinidadian $20 bill, and you can see on the back is a set of steel drums.
There are other builders and even larger manufacturers in the U.S., but Rolnick's the only one he knows of in New Hampshire.
You know, I'm thinking, why don't we do Garrafon? Because we kind of all come in a little separately, you know, so you can kind of...
Today, his bandmates are here to practice some of his arrangements. The notes come from dents hammered into the surface of the metal to make different pitches. Here's Candice Marr on the seconds, or alto pans. Janet Kuchera, Eric's wife, on the guitar pans. Kathy Arsenault-Shea on the bass steel pans. Bill Mead on a full drum set, what steel bands call the engine room. And Rolnick on the lead pan. The Mango Groove has been together, with a few changes in members, for the past 15 years. They start with an original tune by Rolnick, Garrafon. First, Rolnick only wanted to play Trinidadian music, like calypso and soca. But he realized audiences in New England responded more to songs they were familiar with. Now the group also plays reggae, jazz, and pop songs. Next up is My Girl by The Temptations. The members of the Mango Groove are all white. Some Trinidadian panists see the instruments spread around the globe as an extension of colonialism, a form of cultural appropriation, when a dominant culture adopts parts of a minority culture. Rolnick says he's thought about that.
Cultural appropriation. Do only Italians play violins? Do only Germans play trumpets? How many bands play blues? There's lots of white blues players. I mean, so it's one of those things, once it's out in the world, it's there, you know?
Rolnick says part of what keeps him going is teaching people about the history of these instruments and the culture of Trinidad and Tobago, a place he feels so close to. The band plays festivals and concerts, and Rolnick teaches at schools and leads a community band. And even though moving their gear is a three-car operation, Rolnick says it's something he has to do.
They call it the pan jumbi, which is a thing from Trinidad. The jumbi is it's like a virus. Once you get involved in this, it takes over your life.
It's the love and commitment to the music, the energy of the sounds you can make with a steel drum, that he's trying to pass on. For NHPR News, I'm Lila Goldstein.